Happy Labor Day, Vancouver. This is Gak here. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. CITR dot CA to the rest of the internet. And Exploding Head Movies is about to start.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
Are now offline. Lead track there from the debut cassette I Had a Dream. That was Vancouver's White Poppy with Wish and Wonder. And White Poppy is the new project by Crystal Dorval, previously recorded under their My Friend Wallace. And she continues to be working as a graphic artist. And in the background here, this is Daria Semigan with Electronic Composition number 1 off the 1976 compilation Electronic Music Winners. Though Sammy Megan originally wrote her piece back in 1971. And the Electronic Music Winners album features the 7 pieces of the hundreds that were submitted to the League of Composers, International Society for Contemporary Music, U.S. section, back in 1974, based on an open call for submissions for a release. And so begins this episode of Exploding Enemies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's laborious community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM here in the Lower Mainland, on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be clapping the blackboard brushes here until 9 p.m. You can always call the station here at 604-822-2487. And you can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So hopefully you had enjoyed the wonderful Labor Day weekend, the unofficial end to summer. School starts up tomorrow here throughout Vancouver. The UBC campus is already teeming with life again after the summer break. Students start returning, and frosh start descending upon the University of British Columbia here for the first time. Before White Pop, we actually heard a short little track by the Magnetic Fields off their 1994 album Holiday. And that track was called BBC Radiophonic Workshop, in tribute to effectively the bulk of this episode's theme. Long promised for weeks, if not months, we're going to look at the venerated old sound effects unit that provided experimental songs and noises to countless BBC productions. Some famous, some less so, but recycled in many places. So we're going to take a look at some of the sound effects. The music by one of its founders, Daphne Oram, and one of its most famous acolytes, Delia Derbyshire. Some of the inventions that she did for radio, and then some collaboration that she did with some ex-radiophonic workshop composers for the ITV series The Tomorrow People. But scattered throughout, anything that involves a tone generator, tape loops, modulations, oscillators, and things like that. But let's get a couple things out of our system here. We'll have a highly electronic music set here out of the way before we get into the vacuum tubes and magnetic tape, just to avoid the overwhelming scenario that way. And Mouse on Mars are back with their first album since 2006's Varshaz. But the German duo did have the Von Sudafed project with Mark E. Smith of The Fall back in 2007. Mouse on Mars are touring in support of the latest album, Parastrophics. As North America goes, closest to Vancouver will be San Francisco and Denver. But for our fellow Canadians listening via podcast or via CITR.ca streaming site, Toronto, Montreal, we'll see them sometime in October. So from Parastrophics, this is going to be Mouse on Mars with They Know Our Name. And our name is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, out of UBC.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
This year on This Fringy Life, life at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival is...
spacey.
Lonely. Sexy.
Untruthful.
Mind-bending.
And over the edge.
Each week, on August 22nd, August 29th, and September 5th, we choose two themes and bring you stories on those themes. Tune in on Wednesdays at 6:30 after the Arts Report for This Fringy Life, brought to you by the Arts Report and distributed by CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Download the podcasts at www.citr.ca.
That started off with New Mouse on Mars, and we heard They Know Your Name, and that's off of the Peristrophics album. We went back to 2008 with The Square Root of Evil. And off the album Killer Bites, we heard Lilith Henchman, Maximum Stoicism. And Square Root of Evil is the work of local producer Jen Pearson. She also spins house as Nancy Drew, so keep your eyes peeled for any date lined up with either act. And I know she does regularly attend and play at the Bonsai Nights, which is alternating Thursdays at Lanaloo's on Powell Street, downtown. I believe this Thursday is on, so you always check that out. And then we closed off with Slovenian producer Maja Medvesek, otherwise known as 8-Bitch. I was doing a cover of Cassie's Me and You, and that's off the 2010 mixtape Skydiver through the Local Action Records label out of the UK. And Skydiver was marketed as a collection of remixes, tributes, and marriage proposals to the British singer. which also includes works by Canadians Lunis and Jacques Green. And Skydiver is a free download through Local Action, so dig it up and twist it out. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak. Labor Day weekend is wrapping up, and from what they say, tomorrow is going to be the busiest transit and traffic day of the year, so brace yourself. Behind me, this is Glynis Jones and Malcolm Clark with Nenuphar. This is off the 1975 compilation Radiophonic Workshop, which provides the idea of the rest of this episode, how it goes. And the BBC Radiophonic Workshop was created in 1958 to provide music and effects for radio and TV dramas in situations where existing sounds were limiting in conveying the appropriate atmosphere. This extended naturally to science fiction programming, where the workshop provided either spacey technological sounds or otherwise fantastical audio to accompany things like children's learning, stories about four spirits and elven tales. Of course, Doctor Who was the most evident example of a show that relied on the workshop to provide its score. So, of all things, we're going to start off with an effects record here. This comes from the 1976 compilation Out of This World, Atmospheric Sounds and Effects from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. We're going to primarily hear effects that were created by Dick Mills, longest-serving sound engineer for the workshop, and he specialized in bizarre experiments with the various engineers there, and he loved spacey and silly effects, and that was his forte. We'll also hear a little bit from Glynis Jones in the mix, who produced the entire 1976 compilation there, along with John Baker, Malcolm Clark, and the legendary Daly Derbyshire. So after this Mills cue called Electric Door Open, we'll hear Jones with Spring Tide here on Exploding Head Movies.
Thank you.
of sound effects there from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop compilation, Out of This World. Started off with Dick Mills and Electric Door Open, then we heard Glynis Jones with Springtide, then we had John Baker with Watery Depths, and Baker studied jazz piano at the Royal Academy of Music and added some much necessary rhythm to the workshop's oeuvre. Then we heard a couple more Mills cues there. We had Enchanted Forest and Fiendish Shrikes. Then we heard Delia Derbyshire with Heat Haze before closing with Malcolm Clark's Thing Approaches. And Clark believed in a fine art philosophy, which often rankled with both fellow workshoppers and producers alike, to the point where the workshop was booted off Doctor Who after Clark's controversial score to the Sea Devil serial in 1972. And it wasn't until 1980 when the Doctor Who producers rekindled the connection to the BBC workshop, which allowed Clark to resume score work for many a year. Depending on how the rest of the show goes here, we may hear some more sound effects at the end from Out of This World, which was released in 1991 as Essential Science Fiction Sound Effects, Volume 2. But as it stands right now, it is 8 o'clock Pacific time here. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak. And behind me, this is Roger Lim with Geraldine off the 1975 album The Radiophonic Workshop. And Lim started off at the BBC as a studio manager, then later as a television announcer before he joined the workshop in 1972. Now, generally, as per BBC policy, individual composer credits were discouraged, so the BBC Radiophonic Workshop was referred to as a collective creator. However, Paddy Kingsland became one of the better-known members thanks to his work for the first two radio series of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy for radio there, providing alien sounds and robotic effects, creating the voice of Marv and the Paranoid Android. Before Hitchhikers, though, Kingsland was able to get an album released in 1973 called Fourth Dimension, which showed the 70s sounds of the workshop, which was moving more towards synthesizers rather than the tape-splicing oscillators of the past. So we're going to listen to a few songs here from The Fourth Dimension by Paddy Kingsland, starting off with Seen and Heard here on CITR Vancouver. couple tracks there by Patty Kingsland from his 1973 album, The Fourth Dimension. Firstly, Seen and Heard, then we heard Flashback. And in the background, this is another Kingsland piece from the 1975 compilation, Just the Radiophonic Workshop. This is his theme to one of the games played in the BBC Radio 4 game show, The Panel Beaters. And Kingsland left the BBC Radiophonic Workshop in 1981, but he ended up starting his own label for production library music, using just his initials, PK Music. We're going to dip into the primary driver of the early days of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop shortly, but let's listen to a rogue band that at one time featured two of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop guys, and that's Brian Hodgson and Dahlia Derbyshire, who themselves had their own act called Unit Delta Plus, and we're going to listen to their music later from the ITV series The Tomorrow People here. Bassist David Voorhuis was the primary force behind the act called White Noise. And the 1969 album, An Electric Storm, featured a variety of tape manipulations, along with what was the first British synthesizer. Originally, White House intended to just release a single, but the head of Island Records encouraged a full album. So from An Electric Storm, we're going to listen to White Noise here with Love Without Sound.
Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. the Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair, Canada's largest international university and student travel fair, is back in town. Another great opportunity to meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world to start planning your trip abroad. Exhibitors will be showcasing programs in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, and so much more. Mark Saturday, September 22nd on your calendar and come down to the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors open at 1 p.m., but come early at noon to catch our guest speaker. Check www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register online.
Daphne Oram with Fanfare of Graphs from the Oramix compilation. And behind me, this is a melodic group Shapes, numbers 1 and 2 from the 1962 album Electronic Sound Patterns. And Daphne Oram was the key force in actually having the BBC create a radiophonic workshop after her visit to the Radio Diffusion Télévision Française studios in Paris in the mid-50s, the trip was fueled in part thanks to her interest in music concrete, which is the idea of found sound in the use of compositional techniques. Based on that approach, and along with her interest in tape loops and tone generators, in 1958, Oram, along with Desmond Briscoe, founded the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, and Oram actually became the first woman to ever run a major studio. However, she only actually lasted a year after dealing with all the massive BBC bureaucracy before she resigned. She then went on to form her own studio and built her own synthesizer, which relied on painting shapes onto film and then having a photo sensor react to those shapes to produce music, which she then used for commercials and TV. So we're going to listen to a few selections from the double CD Oramix compilation from 2007. And we're going to start off with Passacaglia. Here's Daphne Oram here on CITR, Exploding Hit Movies. Thank you.
Hardwick High School, 2nd of July, 1968. The Evil Eye, Part 1, composed by Paul Goodlad. Piece for tape loop, guitar, record player, vibrator and frame, consisting of tray, metal sheet, bell and bell. Second performance.
So from the 2007 compilation Oramix, we heard Daphne Oram with Passacaglia. Then piece four from her time at the Adwick High School, which we heard some students there do some work in 1968. Then we heard Miss Alloway, and then we heard from 1965, one of her bigger pieces, Pulse Persephone. Behind me, this is a couple more pieces from her 1962 album, Electronic Sound Patterns. This is just Rhythmic Variations 1 and 2. And during her life, Oram remained committed to the idea of conceptual and abstract elements of synthetic music. And as evidenced by that visit to the high school, she definitely went around to tour and teach music, and she lectured about synthesizers and convention compositions and things like that. Oram passed away in 2003 after a series of strokes rendered her unable to compose music and tinker with her optical synthesizer. But last year, Volume 1 of the Oram tapes was released through Young Americans, and I think it was re-released somewhere here as well, too. And then her original synthesizer was partly restored, and it's currently on display at the London Science Museum with a little simulator next to it to show you how you can make music like that. We'll get into the most widely loved BBC Radiophonic Workshopper next, and before that, one very famous song, but we'll have Dick Mills' awesome Blurpy Q created for The Goon Show, which is where Peter Sellers was before. It's called Major Blood Knock Stomach, and then, yes, a little whoosh of some time-bending stuff there.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 1.
were generations children had died behind the couch when they heard that and reached the point that people would call up the BBC and say, why did you make the music so scary? That was the original theme to the BBC series Doctor Who. For some reason, the credit for that is by Eric Winstone, his orchestra. But I know of no real orchestra that does that. It was composed by Ron Grainer, but was almost completely manipulated by Delia Derbyshire into the song with what we was termed by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop as sweeps, swoops, wind clouds, and wind bubbles. Grainer reportedly reacted to his first listen of that Doctor Who theme with, "Did I really write that?" And Derbyshire mostly stated, "Most of it." Grainer did actually start a campaign with the BBC to give Derbyshire co-credit for the theme composition, but as I mentioned before, the BBC declined based on their then policy. Nevertheless, Derbyshire's work helped cement the reputation of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop within, along with Doctor Who, which is now at its 50th anniversary at this point, aside from the dozen years when it was off the air. And the Radiophonic Workshop provided long-standing sounds for the TARDIS, which we kind of heard whooshing there, and the sonic screwdriver. And I've actually profiled some of the music by Delia Derbyshire in the past on both Exploding Head Movies and then the show's former name of Radio Free Gak. And Derbyshire was the unsung heroine of British electronic music, finding her space in the very friendly, female-friendly BBC Radiophonic Workshop and offering a solid music foundation to the otherwise mostly academic engineers. Derbyshire's ability to create soundscapes out of immense quality often gave her more of the impossible projects, oftentimes, and she succeeded with that. We're going to get into her rogue work with composer Brian Hodgson on the ITV series The Tomorrow People shortly, but we're going to hear a couple cues that they'd worked together from the 1973 film Legend of Hell House. But we're going to go back to 1964 when she worked with Barry Bermange's Interviews with People About Dreams. And she created a series of inventions for radio, which featured loop segments from those interviews. So this is Delia Derbyshire with Falling here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC campus. And before I forget, in the background here, this is Blue Veils and Golden Sands by Delia Derbyshire, which you can find on the 1968 compilation BBC Radiophonic Music. But yeah, here's Delia Derbyshire with Falling.
Suddenly I'm falling. I'm falling upright.
I was falling and twisting.
I'm falling upright.
Slow. Twist head over feet. Stretching out. Increasing in speed. Mouth open wide, but no sound.
It's in space. A complete feeling of space and nothingness. Nothingness.
Started off by floating, held up by my garments, which had already held me back. Somehow I started to accelerate, gather speed, and I accelerated more and more and more. My head was down. I was speeding downwards into some great pit. Accelerating all the time and increasing in speed, tumbling and falling, no more floating at all, just tumbling and falling and accelerating all the time, faster and faster. I felt as if I was falling forever.
not quickly, but I am definitely going down, 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 and I know that nothing, nothing can stop me. I try sometimes to think in myself, oh, this is lovely, you should be enjoying this, but I'm so panic-stricken. I know this is the end, and I've finished. I'm just sinking, sinking into this great black void. I see no clouds at all. I was falling through this water. It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it. I was falling. I got my legs in the air and my hands out. It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it. I got my legs in the air and my hands out and my arms outstretched, and suddenly all this water became full of other people and other things all falling, full of other people and other things all falling, and chairs and tables and things like this. And all these people were all floating downwards through this water, all going downwards the same as I was. People like me with their arms outstretched and their legs, all going downwards the same as I was, and chairs and tables and things like this. And all these people were all floating downwards through this water. People like me with their arms outstretched and their legs. And I put my arms up and tried to catch hold of them. And I tried to catch hold of them.
All I can remember is falling into the water, which was very dark and very deep.
All floating downwards through this water, all going downwards the same as I was.
Accelerating all the time, faster and faster. Accelerating all the time and increasing in speed. I was speeding downwards.
Sinking, sinking into this great black void.
Reeling down into a sort of chasm. Reeling down into a sort of great big hole. It was a long way down. It was a long way down. And I felt myself falling. It was a long way down. I couldn't do anything about it. I fell off the edge of the mountain. Very dark. Seemed to go down and down and down. Seemed to go down and down and down. It was a long way down. I couldn't do anything about it. It was very dark and very deep. It was very dark. Very deep. Seemed to go down and down and down. Seemed to go down and down and down.
I'm falling upright. I've finished. I'm just sinking, sinking into this great black void. I see no clouds at all. It's in space. The complete feeling of space and nothingness. Everything is black and I fall and fall and fall. And I know that if I don't pull myself up, if I don't forcibly stop myself, I'll die if I reach the bottom. So I make a tremendous effort to stop myself. I must stop myself doing this.
I jump in the air, and there's a great big jump. And then I've stopped dying. A complete feeling of space and nothingness. I see no clouds at all.
Zelia Derusher with Falling, part of her experiment Inventions for Radio Dreams, which aired on BBC Radio in 1964. And Derusher often assisted with other musicians away from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, including Paul McCartney and Yoko Ono, though separately. In 1973, Derusher left the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, in part based on some of the public's reactions to the often startling and scary music she did, but also the radio controllers that ran BBC had that issue as well. But it was also in part with the increased emphasis on actual synthesizers and the move away from collage sounds, much like we heard with Patty Kingsland over. Behind me, this is a Derbyshire along with Brian Hodgson with another cue from The Legend of Hell House. I think this is track 2. Well, I played track 9 before. It's off a bootleg from the 1973 film The Legend of Hell House. However, next up here on Exploding Head Movies, we're listening to both Hodgson and Derbyshire for yet another legendary sci-fi TV show when they finally broke free of the BBC. And you'll see Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. And if you like electronic music, this show on Saturdays, although they might be moving to Sundays, is something that should be totally up your alley.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Saturday night here at CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses. I'll be playing a selection of wonderful electronic music from a strange parallel universe. I hope you can join me between 8 and 9, and do remember to bring your jetpack. I'll see you then.
There was Dudley Simpson there with his theme for the ITV TV series The Tomorrow People, which ran from 1973 to 1979, produced by the Times television production team. It's a British children's sci-fi about an organization of telepathic or otherwise psionic-powered children with telekinetic and teleportation powers, dealing with stuff on Earth and in space. And the funny thing about Dudley Simpson was that he was the Doctor Who composer that replaced the BBC Radiophonic Workshop from 1972 until 1980, sort of the radiophonic Excel absence that I mentioned earlier. But he had a strong connection with Dealey Derbyshire and Brian Hodgson, to the point that they actually worked together in an act called Electrophon for a while. It was doing some work at the Covent Garden. And otherwise, it was, yeah, Dealey Derbyshire and Brian Hodgson. Hodgson started working for the BBC Radiophonic Workshop in 1962, apparently doing the sound effects for Doctor Who, including making the voices for the Dalek, and then making the TARDIS entrance and exit sounds using a house key over a piano string. And yes, Hodgson and Derbyshire, as mentioned before, worked together on Unit Delta Plus and White Noise, and they both left the BBC in 1973, and they started work then almost right away on The Tomorrow People. So right in the background, this is Brian Hodgson here with Homeric Theme. So we're going to listen to a whole bunch of short cues from The Tomorrow People, and a nice compilation through Trunk Records came out in 2006 with a lot of this music. So we're going to listen to Derbyshire and Brian Hodgson with Lure of the Space Goddess up, and then we'll listen to some other things along the way here. So we started off with Delia Derbyshire and Brian Hodgson together with Lure the Space Goddess. Then we heard sort of like the churning kind of murky sound just by Roger Hodgson by himself with the Homeric theme. Then we heard Delia Derbyshire and Brian Hodgson together with that very retronomic but loopy Restless Relays. Then we heard Delia Derbyshire by herself with Planetarium. It was a very haunting thing. And then Brian Hodgson by himself with the appropriately named Wet Asteroid. There's a whole manner of other, like, Delia Derbyshire cues I'm going to talk over here, and I'll most likely I'll put this, at least on the CITR website, through the playlist. If not, I'll make sure it's on Tumblr and Facebook and Mixcloud and all that as well, too. And after Hodgson Derbyshire's absence from the UC Radiophonic Workshop, Hodgson actually went back to them in 1977 to actually run the place. And then Derbyshire kind of went into the wilderness for a while, focusing on actually being a radio operator and not touching music at all. And unfortunately, Hodgson passed away in 2003 due to cancer. And in 1998, the BBC Radiophonic Workshop itself was closed due to a weird combination of budget cuts and then a BBC practice at the time of having departments bill each other for work. But at the time, the idea was realistically the BBC Radiophonic Workshop was all the producers could easily make a lot of the music now since synthesizers and whatnot were very cheap. But BBC minds have kept the BBC Radiophonic Workshop deep in their hearts, as there's been numerous documentaries in that time, concerts and tours, and some of the surviving BBC Radiophonic Workshoppers have been participating in these things, including archives and additional compilations. So one thing I definitely should take a look at some point is a proper profile on the Doctor Who music, since there's been a lot of soundtracks for that. And of course, the new Series 7 debuted yesterday, so that's something always to check out. So, that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies. This week, coming up at 9 o'clock, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show, and he'll guide you to midnight. And at that point, that's going to close our regular human-driven programming needs here until 6 a.m. Tuesday morning with Pacific Booking. So, if you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast shortly through CITR's website, which is citr.ca, but you can also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies that way. Next week, we're probably going to take a look at the work or the choreography music of Pina. Recently, Wim Wenders did a documentary based on her dance, and she passed away during its production, so it became a tribute in her. And it's very highly electronic as well, too. So, right now, this is Delia Derbyshire with Way Out. We're going to close out with Outro, and I'm going to pull up one of the other BBC sound effects cues. I think I'm going to pick Steve Mercury. I was hoping to play a song by the King of Woolsworth, which is named after Delia Derbyshire, but it's kind of long. Although at this point, I'm not sure where Gavin is exactly. He is in the building, but we'll sort itself out. So for those of you new on UBC campus, if you always want to check out the CITR programming, just grab a copy of Discorder magazine from the station here in Student Union Building. We're in room 238 of the sub. If not, check out CITR.ca. And if you can, if you have any interest in radio, do volunteer here. So stay tuned. Enjoy what's left of the BC summer.
The Dreams was an invention for radio by Barry Bermage in collaboration with the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Music was composed by Delia Derbyshire. These programmes were originally broadcast on the third programme in 1964. The second invention, Amor Dei, can be heard next Sunday at the same time.
We're here. We've arrived. Yes, you are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo, doo-dee-oo, doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo.